Hi, I'm Sue Dowie, and my group appointed me to this position. I did not seek election. We started out and we took a walk from here from the museum, and we went down to the courthouse, to the Chihuly Bridge, and to the State History Museum, because that's the first place you can cross the street to get to the other side after you get past this museum, which is one of our challenges. What we said in our first question about what we like about the space was the feel and the landscaping on the east side is really appealing. It's welcoming. All the street trees are in. Right now in the spring it's particularly beautiful. And we like the activities on the west side with the retail. Also the area was clean, which we feel was important. No garbage on the street, and we weren't stepping over people with lifestyle problems. And there's also, without a big financial investment, there really is the ability to activate this space very quickly into events and other activities. The one drawback that we probably saw in that is homeland security issues that would have to be coordinated with the federal courthouse that kind of overlay the east side of the street. Number two, what did you like least? And we tried to rate the place, so to speak. Well, first of all, we thought the street really acts as a barrier, and that there's a lack of green equally on both sides of the street. You've got a much stronger green feeling on the east than on the west. The east side of the street kind of is hostile for walkers trying to get across the street. And the west side, the signage is too small in terms of scale. Both we thought the signing for the businesses that are there, and we also thought there's a real problem with directional signing. And that there's not enough diversity of activities that are involved between the two sides. There isn't any synergy that brings the street together. Not enough crosswalks. And the crosswalks we do have, although if you're a pedestrian standing on the street because of the paving patterns, you can tell where you're supposed to be. If you're the driver in a vehicle, it's not so obvious. And as a result, it feels dangerous to cross. And that's not so much down by the Chihuly Bridge, but it's right up here at the museum and in and around the plaza, not just in our section. Third question, list the 10 things that you could do to improve the place that would be done right away and that wouldn't cost a lot. We thought kind of we had a really healthy discussion on the visual connectivity between the points of interest that went down the east side of the street. And part of what we talked about is kind of the rhythm of being drawn from a point or being led from point A to point B to point C. And down at the Union Station, you have the canopies. But as soon as you get to where the Chihuly Bridge interest actually looks like it should be, you've got a fence. Looks like it's been a prison and there's no direct access. We thought, open that up, get a canopy over there, probably glass. And then as you come back up this way, there's a fabulous entrance that takes you right down to a big block of parking down here on the bottom. But if you don't know it's there, you probably couldn't find it. And perhaps some kind of a gateway or a canopy there. And that probably the gateway to the parking could be done very inexpensively. The Chihuly Bridge, we put the canopy on the long-term improvement side, but moving the prison gate, just swinging around, moving the prison gate down and around is something to be done immediately. And we thought there was not enough, not enough crosswalks, things like that could activate the space that could draw this section 5 into the plaza and the art museum would be to activate it with things like an art mart on the third Thursdays. And that could be, you know, you could even invent the Bellevue Art Festival. It could be people coming down and doing their own art. It could be children's stuff. That's one of the things that an event coordinator would be needed for. give them over the fence. Awnings or weather protection, especially on the west side, is something that would probably fit with the scale and the nature of the buildings and would make it more pedestrian friendly. The sidewalk, cafes, Wi-Fi access, enforce lower speed limits on the street. Almost took our life in the hands getting across there. Seating areas just simply don't exist. We thought there should probably be a review of lighting at night. And also, like I said, once again, the signage, an info kiosk would be helpful. Events, and to be able to start on a small scale pretty much immediately as soon as you can get something going. Tables, benches, and flowers, especially I think probably on the west side where that would help the retailers and make that a welcoming place. And then even though it wouldn't be our zone, we still thought there ought to be a big Christmas tree. That would be a permanent planting in or around the plaza. So this would become kind of a center point for holiday activities and winter activities. On item number 4, which is the 5 changes you would like in the long term. Well, we got a little carried away. Once again, the canopy on the Chihuly Bridge entrance. Better directional signing. Both of those things are probably more expensive than we'd like to admit. A secondary trolley system that goes east-west for connectivity, because although our link, oddly enough, is going on the plane that is level and the easiest to walk, and the place people like to walk least, which is up and down hills, is the one place we don't have good connectivity and transportation, except for the pedestrian pathway up through the UWT. And then we also said there's a section on the west side of the Children's Museum or a senior center might be good in the base of the undeveloped portion of the building on a streetscape, and that would bring more diversity and activities and something besides just retail. On the 5th, local partnerships. I think part of it is continuing with some really outstanding partnerships that our community has already formed. The Downtown Merchants Group has done a phenomenal job reaching out in this neighborhood. So has the Federal Courthouse, and the museums have come together and are working very, very cooperatively, and the community should be really proud of that. But perhaps now is the time to start seeing how there could be a public-private partnership for events and for activating the spaces with activities. And to continue specifically with the UWT to finish the street front. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much.